Appreciate you coming. As you know, it's a busy time. I know it's not busy today, but busy time for those of us scouts upstairs and trying to do the right thing and make the right decisions. And it's it weighs on you pretty good because it's important. It's important for these young guys who've done a good job, and some of them are not going to be able to survive past the weekend. So that's the hard edge of NFL football, I guess. But we'll take questions and see what I can answer.
Okay, at this point in the process, what's the input you get from position coaches, or do you just have, does Mike just report to you directly on?
Mostly those conversations are conversations with just Mike and I. He has a good feel for his staff and the likes and dislikes that they have projected, and everybody has to say the people in personnel group are the same way with me. They're pretty open and sometimes demonstrative. Everybody's trying to do the right thing, and Mike and I work pretty good together.
Do you like to see passion from a guy like that, though, too? See something in a particular player?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The whole process is very interesting, as I said. Even like when they, the guys first get together here after the draft is when you have the whole group, the veterans and the rookies. And I think to go from there to here, I think it's a very interesting journey.
So are your scouts looking at other teams' guys right now? Or
absolutely, okay. Yes. And have been since the start of preseason. Most of it obviously done on tape, preseason games.
So how do you, there's a million guys you can, how do you winnow it down to a decent number to look?
Well, you just do. You our guys are most of our guys are pretty seasoned. There are teams that are personnel wise that are you've studied them and you know that they're the players that they're going to keep, and then you try to figure out who the bubble players are on those teams and, who would make a good fit here. It's an interesting time to be a scout. It's a lot of fun. And because it's a lot of projection and you're kind of guessing as to what other teams are thinking and why they aren't playing this guy or why they're playing this guy so much at this position and that sort of thing.
With a rookie, are you looking at their four games of preseason tape, or would you rely on your college grades, or is it a combination of both?
Both. We treat our college reports and evaluations very dearly. It even spills over to guys that are on other teams. The first thing we do when someone gets cut around the league is, and yesterday there were a ton of them on there, but we go back and we say, what did we give this guy in college? That's the first grade that we look at in terms of evaluating them going forward. Now, obviously, if they've been playing professional football, then that grade is changed into a pro grade, but the college grade always stays with them.
How much does what you guys went through after Aaron's injury last year impact the decisions you'll make at quarterback right now for this coming season?
Well, I don't know if that particular instance would change this, but I think you learn from experience what works, what doesn't, and not just that position, but all positions. You try to be prepared as much as you can be, but you can't for big surprises. Those are hard to overcome.
Are you interested in having Colt Lyrella back at some point?
I don't know. We reached an injury settlement with Colt, and he's a free agent. We'll see.
Yesterday, Mike was halfway kidding when he said it, but he said he never met a coach that didn't think he was a good personnel guy, a personnel guy that didn't think he was a good coach. What's your take on that?
I agree. I always thought I was going to be a coach, so I think I'm kind of halfway there already. So I'm maybe the worst kind of personnel guy. But yeah, I think I know what he's getting at. The combination of those two, when you know, two people like he and I, we know that going in. I think it helps us come to a conclusion sometimes. You know, we realize our shortfalls or maybe our inadequacies or whatever you want to call that. But interesting, he said that.
Why do you and Mike have such a good relationship when, in fact, that there have been a lot of stormy coach GM type relationships?
Well, when we get down to the hard decisions, we have a habit, and actually I went to see him this morning, and just to say, look, we're gonna have a tough couple of days. You know, we got to keep what's in the best interest of this football team and those young men downstairs. We got to put that at the forefront. We can't worry about, you know, I thought this guy was going to be this kind of player, or this guy's disappointed me, or the coach is like this guy and the scouts like this guy. We can't get into that. We have to do what's right for the Packers, and most of all, what's right for the people that are in that locker room.
Trades, are you fielding calls about guys that other teams might be interested?
Yeah, there's conversations that go on amongst teams, sure. Some teams are a little bit more direct in terms of, watch this guy, watch this guy, watch this guy. We try to be less than direct, but people get the idea.
So you've been watching this team for, 5 or 6 weeks. How do you think it looks to you? What does the season look like ahead?
It should be interesting. I like the makeup of the guys. I like the way they've been playing. It's a strange world, and you never know. But I think this is one of my pat sayings, but I think if we play well, I think we'll have a chance to win some games. And that's okay in the NFL.
When it comes to those final roster decisions, how do you balance what happens in that final preseason game as opposed to the entire body of work for the entire preseason?
Well, it's important. This last game is important, and the young men know that. So this will be interesting stuff. It didn't happen like this, but several years ago, I think it was in 1996. In fact, I know it was. Desmond Howard wasn't going to make our team, and then so he hadn't had very good games. I think he'd been hurt in a couple of preseason games and didn't play very well at receiver in the other one. And Mike and Ron decided, well, we'll just put him out there and let him return the whole game and see how he does. I think he returned a couple for touchdowns and wound up having that, especially there at the end of the season, that run that's maybe the finest piece of football returning that I've ever seen. So you never know. I guess it's a long answer to a short question. It's important. Somebody shows out, they could change the ratings, you know. But you also have to be cognizant of the fact that this is a long-term decision. You have to think this through.
Have you been on the flip side when maybe you kind of overvalued or overemphasized one or two plays a guy made in a game and regretted it later?
I'm sure I have. I don't like to think of those. I block them out of my mind. But, yeah, I mean, I suppose you could, but you can see things sometimes that you haven't seen yet, and it's different, and it draws you to that player.
There are some teams, and they lose a quote-unquote star player, they'll go get a veteran in almost right away. I know you've done that sometimes. It's a lot of times you haven't. I guess I'm thinking of PJ in this case. But either way, where is that philosophy rooted? And do you kind of like to stick with what you got?
Well, we put a lot of work into building our roster. And like I've always said, I'm more of a gatherer than I am getting rid of guys. You know, I'd rather keep them than. And if we put a lot of work into them, and our coaches are really good at getting our guys ready to play, if a young man can help us win, then why not give him a chance? Doesn't mean a veteran can't play, and we've had veterans on our team. We have veterans on our team.
You've been using a GPS now 2 or 3 years. What are some of the benefits you're seeing using that technology?
I'm probably the wrong guy to ask this because I don't have a hands-on thing, but my understanding of it is it's very good at tracking a lot of different things, but first and foremost, the energy level and the distance and the output that an individual has done in a particular practice, and it allows us to be able to adjust that next practice based on that and the fatigue factor and that sort of thing. I think, in general, that's what I know as a layman that's going on, and I think that's beneficial.